From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, grief and memories of the Dallas Zoo today for a three-month-old giraffe who died in a freak accident last night. We'll start with the latest developments in the debate over Planned Parenthood in Texas. The state Senate Health and Human Services Committee held a hearing on the issue today in Austin, and Attorney General Ken Paxton was the featured attraction. Paxton, who's from McKinney, confirmed that his investigators have received undercover videos of Planned Parenthood officials talking about fetal tissue donation. Alexa Ura of the Texas Tribune covered the hearing. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly did the Attorney General say today?
So he was a little light on the details, but he did confirm that the AG's office has received a video recorded in the same sort of stealthily hidden camera method as some of the other videos that we've seen released so far. He would not confirm exactly the contents or where the video was obtained from, but his confirmation comes days after a Planned Parenthood Houston clinic confirmed to the Texas Tribune that they had been visited by the same group behind some of the other anti-abortion videos, and that they had received a tour of their facility out there.
And as I understand it, Planned Parenthood submitted written testimony only today, but that's where the hearing got a little unusual?
Correct. They had been invited to testify before the committee, but they declined this morning. As of 8:30 a.m. is when they announced to the committee that they wouldn't be appearing. Part of that was rooted in the fact that they believe that this was a committee about political grandstanding, is what they called it, and that it was not based in the facts. And the other part is that they had requested access to this video obtained by the Attorney General's office because lawmakers on the committee had been granted access to it. And so out of fairness, they were saying that they had a right to watch it as well, but they were not given access, and so they eventually declined to testify.
Give us a little background on these videos. What do we know about their source?
So the videos were made by an anti-abortion group called the Center for Medical Progress. It's a California-based group that has, apparently for 3 years, been going out, making connections within the Planned Parenthood community and stealthily recording videos with some of these executives. But some of the folks behind the group have, you know, they're known for doing this and have been part of other groups that do some of these undercover videos.
Where does this case go from here?
So at this point, the Attorney General's office has said that their investigation is ongoing. Today, Planned Parenthood confirmed that they had received subpoenas from the Attorney General's office at three of its affiliates requesting access to some documents. We haven't received any specifics beyond that. But, you know, aside from that specific investigation, I think that we will also see some moves on the legislative side, whether it be in the near future or when lawmakers reconvene in 2017, we're bound to see more regulations on Planned Parenthood, specifically when it comes to fetal tissue.
Alexa Ura of the Texas Tribune, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much.
It's been a tough day for the Dallas Zoo and for the millions of people around the world who watched a baby giraffe being born back in April. The three-month-old calf named Kapenzi died last night. The zoo says she was frolicking around her habitat when she turned the wrong way and ran into a wall. She broke her neck and died almost instantly. Courtney Collins talks with zoo-goers about her short life.
The giraffe feeding area is buzzing with its usual excitement. Kids stretch to tempt these gentle giants with crunchy romaine lettuce. Once the giraffe is munching away, they try to sneak a quick pat on the nose.
I guess he's not hungry anymore.
The water misters on the ceiling make the giraffe feeding area a cool spot on a sweltering July day. The crowd of kids is chattering happily. A few of the adults look a little down.
Things are kind of solemn out here today.
Cecilia Carrington had planned a trip to the zoo to see Kapenzi, the baby giraffe the whole world was crazy about. She was horrified to hear what happened Tuesday evening.
I think it's sad. It was just born in April.
That's a feeling many of Kapenzi's fans share. Thousands of photos and comments have been posted on the zoo's Facebook page. Zoo visitors have come with cookies, homemade signs, and flowers. It's not surprising considering millions of people watched online as Kapenzi was born on April 10th.
And she's pushing. And we've got a giraffe calf. This is so cool.
Zoo spokesperson Lori Holloway says it's painful thinking back to that happy spring evening.
We're devastated. We're absolutely crushed. Kapenzi, and it's really not melodramatic to say, she touched the world in a way no other giraffe certainly has.
Holloway says Kapenzi's mother, Katie, spent time with the calf after she died and seems to be coping well. She's eating and socializing. Katie is being kept out of public exhibit for a few days so keepers can watch her closely. The zoo has brought in counselors to speak with employees. Holloway says the entire staff is mourning.
We have been here every day with her. We've seen everything. We've watched every weight gain and every inch that she's put on. And she was a special, special animal.
Holloway says there is nothing about the giraffe habitat that contributed to this accident. And this kind of injury is not unheard of. It can even happen in the wild. She says there is no plan to redesign the enclosure, and this habitat is held up internationally as a good example.
There was nothing reckless whatsoever about this, and you just have to look at it sometimes and say, we know not why.
Which is a hard thing to swallow. Holloway says the steady stream of well wishes and beautiful photographs from Kapenzi's fans make it a little easier. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
You can see a gallery of photos and video of Kapenzi at keranews.org. We've lived with Atticus Finch, the hero lawyer of To Kill a Mockingbird, so long that he almost feels like a real person. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to Thomas DiPiero, an authority on the novelist Harper Lee, about how the release of the Mockingbird companion book, Go Set a Watchman, has us reconsidering one of the heroes of American literature.
There's really nothing inconsistent in the two versions of Atticus. What we get in the Atticus in Watchmen is a more nuanced version. And if you think about what Uncle Jack says, that's Atticus's brother, he doesn't find Atticus's position in Watchmen unusual at all. He says this is a white Southern gentleman. I don't mean to imply that all white Southern gentlemen are racist, but the people are complex. Harper Lee, if nothing else, is a genius at human complexity. So I don't think we need to think of these as two different versions of Atticus, nor do I think we need to try to excuse the racism that Atticus displays in Watchmen. I think what we want to do is discuss that more fully.
Thomas DiPiero is the dean of the Denman College of Humanities at SMU. You can read his review of Go Set a Watchman at kera.org/think, where you can also listen to today's full interview. Think re-airs tonight at 9. For this evening, you can expect mostly clear skies with a low around 80. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 100, and tomorrow night partly cloudy. A slight chance for showers with a low around 77. It's currently 99 degrees in Dallas, 98 in Fort Worth, 97 in Tyler, and 99 in Wichita Falls. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.